something that was never there. Holding on to nothing, the things you once knew. You can't make what it is you hold so close and dream of. Sorry for things that you ignore today. The past is broke, it's all been worn away. And awake, wondering what could be good for you. I see the signs, open up your eyes, says come inside. Only for a moment's time to pass on by. Wondering why, oh why. Could this be forever as we stand and wait? Are we drawn by fate, or is this just another dream? Just another dream.
Everything you do. would never go back to the way things were. After all of this, you can't dismiss, we were a part of it. So strong yet so cold, sad to see it like this. I'm surprised to find you and I over. All I really want is you. No one else I can run to. Over, over again. Over, over again. Over, over again. Over, over again.
You've reached Brian from I Fight Dragons. Sorry, I'm not around to take a call. I'm probably out fighting dragons, so yeah. Leave a message at the beep.
Hey Brian, this is Oliver from Super Powerless. Just finished remixing a track. Not sure how well it'll play over here, but let me know what you think.
Are we on the air? Can we, I hear
air,
myself. All right, good evening, Hope and Hope listeners. We're doing what time is it?
11:10.
It's 11:08, so we're doing a 20-minute little recap, just random, of how our day's gone. So I'm going to make someone else talk, since I spent like 2 hours on this. So someone else go. Then I'll speak at once.
I thought it was a really good day. I mean, it was a little more crowded than usual, than in the previous Hopes that I've been to. There were a lot more people. The talks were all well attended, though.
Yeah, there's actually been a lot more people this time around compared to last time. And, like, for instance, right across from us, all the vendors, people are just packing into it. I don't even know how they fit everybody all together.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's my first Hope, and this is Matthew, by the way. And
we didn't.
You can tell we're a little afraid.
Yeah.
All right, maybe we should do that real quick. I'm Bunny.
Dot Red.
JMB.
Majo.
Dustin Hoffman.
All right, now we can continue.
All right,
we're
Majo.
Yeah, and well, it's my first Hope, and it was pretty daunting at first, but I got to enjoy a few of the talks. Deep Profits ones was pretty interesting, I thought.
Yeah, I didn't get to go to any talks today, or I don't think I actually heard any whatsoever. So I have no idea how today went, except for what happened at the booth.
Then why are you here?
I heard one talk, and that was through the lovely stream at Radio Statler.
Excellent.
Yes.
I heard a half a talk this afternoon, and it was SRO in Tesla. I mean, standing room only. There were people lining the walls. I mean,
which one was it?
Oh, that's a good question. It was the wireless talk. The
killing livers or whatever.
What was that?
Killing livers.
I think it was. Yeah, I think it was that one.
I don't remember hearing about that one.
I'll have to take a look here.
Someone's looking.
There you go. We have the program right here.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's why they're here.
Yeah.
Yes, the Killing Livers talk in Tesla at noon today. I heard half of that. That was pretty good, but the standing room only kind of hurt.
No, we tried that earlier. That's a flammable situation.
For those in Radio Land, there's a red light to notify us that we're on the air.
And it's right in front of our faces.
Bright red.
It's bright red, and it blinks.
And it's blinking.
It's doing this nifty, 3-second strobe deal.
Yeah. This is what we did, like, 2 hours earlier.
Epilepsy,
however, it is not worse than the one from WBAI. It's a bright green light.
What's worse is...
I was going to say, how is BAI with that thing?
Oh,
they can control... The engineer controls this. They can just make it go insane. It's seriously epileptic. Whatever.
Don't give them ideas.
They've been doing it. They did it to us all earlier today.
Don't flip the light.
So, as you can tell, most people who are actually working a lot on Hope don't really get to go to a lot of talks, yet all the stuff that we're experiencing, still having a blast, you know? There's so many things that, you know, we've been getting involved in, such... Like, Radio Statler for one, obviously. The Hackerspace Village across from us.
We got Tool back there.
Oh, yeah.
They're still busy.
I just walked around. There are all kinds of people back there.
They're really loud. There's like all these applause that keep coming from back there.
Are they running Gringo Warrior this event?
I have no idea.
Tool runs, they run an event that's...
You know if they're running that?
Not a clue.
For those listening at home, Tool, the lockpicking organization, lockpick sport organization, they run a course called Gringo Warrior. Basically, it's a course of several increasing in difficulty locks that you get out of, essentially mimicking your escape from a foreign jail, as it were. It's become at conferences that they attend, it's become quite the draw.
I've seen many selections of locks and grid things with rows and rows of locks and people messing around. I don't know if that's Gringo Warrior because I haven't really participated with Tool so far.
Well,
maybe
I'm going
to look at that now.
They were also running what I believe they called Connect 4. I can't remember exactly how that one goes, but I believe it's loosely based on the game of the same name.
That sounds really interesting.
Yeah.
I think it's great that they managed to, like, you know, create all these creative games with something like lockpicking.
Oh, yeah,
it's a great way to, like, you know, introduce people.
Oh, yeah.
Because,
no doubt.
A lot of these things aren't as hard as some people might think. And they're very useful skills to have for all sorts of reasons, good and bad.
Yeah. I had spent some time with the Tool people at Nauticon in Cleveland, and I picked my first lock. And I was floored when I did it. Absolutely just amazed. And, I mean, it was the simplest thing, but just that achievement of knowing that I could actually pull it off without outside assistance, it was ecstatic. And, I mean, I've been looking into it since then, and it might be something that I, you know, put myself into in the future.
Yeah, they put a great talk together for the conference today. I guess they did it at the last minute. They took only 17 hours to put it together.
Oh,
and
wow.
It was about hotel lock mechanisms and and elevator functionalities. And so it was really interesting to learn about what the different buttons on the elevator do and some of the hidden features that you can get to.
Now, I didn't see that whole talk, but that was very interesting.
And one of the funny things was defeating, you know, a hotel security latch mechanism with the Do Not Disturb sign, the little plastic Do Not Disturb sign.
Only using the tools given to you. Also this year, as they do try to do here at Hope every time it's held, they're having the special event Ham Radio Station up on the 18th floor. For those of you who are inclined to ham radio or are interested, it's called November 2 Hotel, N2H, phonetically spelled. And they have been running a ham station, I believe, at the last four Hope conferences they've had one. I believe Bernie S. is generally in charge of that mess. And it's a mess, but it's fun. Ham radio is decidedly, if you're into hacking or you want to be into hacking, ham radio is a good place to start because it's very oriented electronics, electrical. You learn so much theory when it comes to ham radio that your brain is just a puddle afterwards, but the knowledge you'll keep and use for a lifetime.
But when your mind, when that puddle, you know, solidifies.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? Yeah. And we have some people on the other side of the table whispering. You know, they're trying to keep secrets from us. Yeah, we're on to you. Yeah.
I was going to pipe in and say, if anybody really has any, like, ham radio questions and stuff, Tech Darko, working with Radio Sattler, is, like, obsessed with it. So he's another person if you want to come and talk to it.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
We're supposed to have other people joining us, and they're sitting outside. So if they can hear me while sitting outside the booth, you need to be getting in here and join us. Come on in.
Come.
For those who might remember earlier's talk today, you might remember Blue and Johnny Christmas, and then we have their little friend joining us, too. So we have how many people now? We have like seven or so on us for another 15 minutes.
Right.
So basically, guys, we're just running with it. About how our day was today, all about Rita Sattler, about hope, about whatever you feel like talking about, preferably hope related, because it is a hope recap.
Ignore the noisy mess while everybody shuffles in.
Yeah. Ignore the rustling of paper bags that sound like the surrounding alcoholic beverages. I assure you,
they're really not.
They are not. They're holding precise electronic equipment, of which you couldn't possibly begin to understand. So don't bother.
If they're in any other bag, the static would just obliterate them.
So what's going on?
We're just discussing how our day's been for the first day of hope.
How was it for you?
Oh, God.
First day.
By the way,
everybody, if you didn't notice, he's broken out his kitty ears for the night.
I was going to make the point to the listeners at home and abroad that are indeed kitty ears on his head.
Yeah, that's when I couldn't wear them yesterday because hope hadn't officially started yet.
Yes.
These are my hope ears.
Yes, Johnny Christmas always got to wear his little kitty ears, and I always have to run around and steal them, so he better watch out.
But I brought you this 40-foot feather boa.
It's pink.
Doesn't that compensate?
And it's on the table with us right now.
Yeah, it's become like the booth decoration.
Why is it all, like,
that,
surrounding
that
dot red?
Yeah,
why does it?
They both pushed it away, and now I'm trapped.
That was the PLA talk, like, bunched it all into a big ball. And that's now where it is. And then
that was Murdoch trying to like stuff it in his pants so he could run off with it. I know exactly what that was. Yeah, get Cobalt on the mic.
Yeah, don't tell me.
Move it. Well, move it down a bit. See. I'm just gonna jump in.
Here, just talk.
It's good. It's good. Relax. Relax. Yeah.
I like that mic because it smells like bunny.
So, how was your day?
My day was fantastic. Hookers at Hope have increased significantly this morning.
Seriously,
this morning.
Yeah. Okay. Since this morning, they're gaining exponentially by the day.
If you haven't been by the Knock Knock recently, you should go.
Oh my God!
Wait,
don't bring
your
wallet.
Yes, make sure not to bring your wallet.
And in case anyone has any questions about who's not the trainee, stop by the Radio Sattler desk and check out Johnny Christmas. It will answer all of your questions.
Absolutely.
His kitty ears and his makeup.
Yeah, Bunny is not the tranny.
We promise.
Yeah, we already voted that, so yeah. I am not the tranny.
The voters in the Radio Sattler IRC channel have confirmed Bunny is, in fact, a woman.
And they know this through text.
You know what I just realized?
What?
How come all the talks earlier today got the lovely little laptop that sat in here and got to be on camera and never got to look at them? Why didn't we get that? We could see all your kitty ears.
Are you yelling at me?
I know.
What did I do?
Is there somebody out there that can give us like 10 minutes of the little webcam and we can show off the little kitty ears just because I want to prove he's a tranny?
Anyone listening with a webcam, you know, just...
I have one in my laptop in the corner.
Somebody out there
would that
in
work?
The booth. I know you're out there.
Okay.
If somebody can provide me with the Radio Sattler login, I have the Ustream app on my iPhone, so I can show the world his kitty ears.
Which login? For the...
If it asks for a login, it's down. So just keep trying. However, if you want to go ahead and announce the login anyway, we could all use it.
I haven't been messing with it. It was Stoppe, who I think has disappeared.
Stoppe is the one who lost the Who's the Tranny contest.
Let me guess, he figured it was you, right?
Yeah, he just lost. He, like, got voted off the island. Like, he broke rules that didn't exist until he did stuff to make us have to create them.
And then magically there were rules.
Yeah.
And he lost.
The hard part about recapping your day at Hope is that if you slept, then you failed. So it's hard to tell, like, what today consisted of.
Does putting my head on a table or on my bag and sleeping for, like, 15 minutes count as sleeping?
Yes.
Oh, then I failed.
If you sleep and then wake up, a new day starts. That's how days go.
You need to sleep for at least 3 hours.
Because I just did that, like, an hour ago.
I was going to say, does that mean I've had, like, 4 days today? Because I'm I'm sure
yeah.
it took about 4 hours.
That means yes. I'm on like my third day.
That's why you're getting all that gray hair.
Excellent.
Oh, man. It's been a pretty packed day for a Friday at Hope. A surprising amount of people.
I'm scared to see what tomorrow's going to look like.
Dot Red, since you might be the one that might know, do you know how many people actually registered, like, before we got here? Obviously not counting the people of
Well, over 1,500.
Yeah, I heard the wow. estimate was 1,500.
Wow. That's for pre-registration?
Yeah, for pre-reg.
You got any idea where it's at now?
We should ask.
Did you just bring us an empty Red Bull box?
No webcam.
Oh, God, I
not a webcam!
Is that a webcam?
I asked for a webcam, and I got a Red Bull box. Oh, it's like a...
It's
ambience.
We asked for a webcam, and we got a Halloween decoration.
Are we sure this isn't like a fire issue? It's like a Red Bull jack-o'-lantern box.
Yeah, that will soon start smoldering.
See, now we need a webcam.
If you have marshmallows, report to the radio stat in about 10 minutes.
I kind of like it. I hate Red Bull, but I kind of like it.
You get seriously, carve like a jack-o'-lantern face in there.
Hey.
Sure this is good radio without a webcam. Hey, everybody, look at this thing I'm doing. Isn't this hilarious?
If a 10-watt light bulb can start a fire, you win a prize.
Don't say that at a hacker conference. there's going to be so many fires. Like, not the cool ones, either.
We're going to be walking around with light bulbs.
Yeah, we're going to be the ones that tear this building down. If it's going to go down, it's going down on our terms.
God damn it.
Oh, real quick, I needed to talk to Mr. Engineer out there. We need to know when the concert is going to be ready to go.
So yell at us.
Oh, and for everybody listening, we have the circuit bending concerts. Well, day one of two days of it. That starts here in a few minutes, and it'll go to actually 2 a.m.
So anyone who doesn't know what circuit bending sounds like,
yeah, it's awesome. It's nice, and it's like nerdy music. And we got three different bands. And offhand, unfortunately, I'm not sure which three bands are playing tonight, but there's three bands that will be playing from 11:30 until 2. What are you telling me I'm crazy?
He's giving us the wrap it up symbol.
Oh, is that the wrap it up soon?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, ready?
How soon is how soon?
Oh, he was giving us the wrap it up symbol to let us know that he'll know when he's going to give us the wrap it up symbol.
Like, Mr. Engineer, can you come in here and be like, be done in 2 minutes? Like, do the two sign, three,
no,
yeah, fingers?
I want yellow cards and red cards like in football. You know, like you tell me, I see the yellow card, I know that I've got to be done soon. The red card, you got to kick me out of the studio.
Soccer. This is America.
Soccer.
It's soccer.
It's not soccer. What
it's
I said
soccer.
Football.
Wait.
Sorry.
Where were you born?
There were some confused faces when I said football.
Where were you born?
Soccer.
Are you not from here? Are you a foreigner?
I don't know. He sounds very American.
Yeah.
He doesn't look very American.
He sounds very un-American.
Minutes. What's gonna happen in 5 minutes? Are we just gonna go silent?
Walls are
going to
fall down.
Okay.
Don't.
The Red Bull 10-watt light bulb jack-o'-lantern will burst into flames.
Okay, everyone, you've got 5 minutes to get out whatever it is you need to get out.
Wait. We need our girl scream. Mr. Engineer, we really need to work on this girl scream. Can you get it for us?
And
oh, you weren't. Oh, you weren't here earlier. That's a great look on that face.
Murdergasm.
It was a murdergasm.
Murdergasm.
Yes, did we rename that file to Murdergasm?
I don't know, but it would be really awesome to hear it right now. That should be like the last thing that's gone over the air before you take it off. Take it to the concert. Anyways, four minutes.
4 minutes. Okay, so Johnny Christmas booze update. I found somewhat of a better place to buy beer. The upside is that they have 40s. Which the Dwayne Reed at the bottom of the Penn Station escalator, as I mentioned before, does not. However, they're a little pricey. But they're 40s. If you go down... If you come out of the hotel and turn right, and then go down like two blocks, just past the Macy's, there's a place called Garden Cafe. First cooler directly to your left as you enter is loaded with many varieties of 40s. So... They're a little pricey, but they're 40s, which are very hard to find in Manhattan. So if you want a 40, that's the place to go. If you don't care about size and you just care about price, bottom of the escalator at Penn Station.
Back to the hookers again.
Or just talk to Murdoch.
Yeah.
You heard it here first, some radio station.
And here's
get the weather. Here, you get places to buy beer.
You get the booze. And here's Otto with hookers.
And hookers.
Yeah. Now that you told him where to get the beer, how are we going to find any?
Any beer?
Yeah, the 40s.
I bought enough for me and for Murdoch.
There's never enough for
Forget
Murdoch.
Forget all of y'all.
No, no.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, I know.
You made a serious flaw in your calculations. Yeah.
So can we get back to important things now?
We got two minutes.
Hookers?
Fucking magnets, man.
How do they work? That's going to be my lightning talk tomorrow, by the way. Fucking magnets, how do they work? So please attend. I look forward to seeing you.
Fucking hookers, man. How do they work?
Fucking hookers, how do they work?
I think the one on the bench left after you guys called her out on the last show.
She did.
She's not there anymore.
I have not seen the scrawny hooker since I called her out this morning.
You called her hooker, then she was sad all day, and now she's gone.
She was sad. She had those puppy dog eyes.
Oh, yeah, and to anyone listening, if you are the guy that paid for the hookers,
the dude with
Johnny Christmas and I would love to interview you on the air.
Absolutely.
I don't think anyone has paid
And we will not be derogatory, we promise you.
And are going to be sadly...
We know who you are.
That's why she was all sad, because she didn't get paid.
I was going to say, those were the compliments.
She was giving him life lessons.
Oh,
they're trying to use the hookers that are using them.
Okay, well then, dude with the bicycle handlebar mutton chops that was standing very near to one for extended lengths of time.
Was that the one who was wearing the hookers' stilettos?
Yes. We would love to interview you on the radio.
I think we even tried to get him on a Segway with the stilettos.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Did you get pictures?
A lot of people got pictures, not me, though.
Okay.
Yeah. So what you're saying is there was a dude dressed really effeminately with a hooker.
If effeminately is just stilettos, then
yes. Johnny Christmas is already on the air.
Well, he's more
so
effeminate
why don't we
than
just
interview
him right now.
Yeah, I didn't bring any stilettos this time.
Well, cat ears, you know, stilettos.
I had to fit this huge boa in there. That Dot Red just loves. Look at him go.
So just to recap for everybody, this is the first day of Hope Recap, and essentially it's been feather boas, hookers, and beer.
Yes.
Sounds about
Which
right.
Which is not common for the first Friday.
Yeah. This is actually...
We understand it may make it hard to differentiate from other hopes gone past. This is the first one to involve hookers. So...
First time for everything.
So this is really a new day for Hope. And I'm really proud that we are here to share this.
All right. Well, we'll be back tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat.
There's and, boa everywhere.
Mostly on.
So the boa just went flying across the room and onto Blue, and there's feathers everywhere now.
Blue is now pink.
The ceiling's falling in. We might want to move before it drops. So we are going to sign off for now and welcome you to the concert. And we'll be back afterwards with the late night roundtable, which is going to rock. So come back for that. All right. Toodles.
We are live on Radio Statler, which is the streaming radio station of Hope. This is, I believe, Radio Statler's second year. The name Statler, I don't know if you know, but you who has some sort of association with the word Statler, the name Statler? And what do you remember about the name Statler?
One of the two grumpy guys from the Muppets?
Exactly, Statler and Waldorf. And as it happens, I forget if this... Does anybody remember the story? Was this hotel named Statler or one of the... This hotel was named Statler, and the guy named Waldorf was named after the Waldorf Hotel. So that is the trivia behind the name Radio Statler. My personal history here is that I was playing my viola on the 18th floor in the conference room when I was 13. That was my first time in New York City. Was in there. I'm Gus, by the way. Hi. And like I said, it's my birthday! Woo! I'm very excited about this. This is absolutely... I like, most of the time, Hope is not on my birthday. It's very exciting to have Hope on my birthday. It's very exciting to have an 8-bit concert on my birthday. This is my kind of music. This is how I met my boyfriend. Oddly enough, it was a Craigslist misconnection. And it worked. Everybody keeps saying, I didn't know those worked. I wrote it. I was like, hey, you were in a shiny shirt, and you were cute, and you had long in your hair, and you were at the 8-bit concert. And he didn't see it, but somebody else was like, oh, that's obviously Ethan. So he handed it off to him. Ethan is in Cameroon. I'm hoping I can... he's in Peace Corps right now. I'm hoping we can send this off to him via streaming web. But at the moment, his connection is not great. So is anybody up? Was anybody up for the Get Lamp talk just now? The Get Lamp talk? Nobody was there. Nobody was at the Get Lamp talk. Jason Scott? No? What did you learn from Jason Scott that you didn't know before, Bernie?
I learned how much goes into a 4-year project of creating a film documentary like that. It was really inspiring. And the importance of documenting something that needs to be documented before the people involved with the original project die off.
And in this case, it was text-based games.
Yes, text-based adventure-type games. The first person before it was there was the first person shooter. There was a second person thinker.
The first person shooters. The second person. I could not get the hang of. I can't watch that movie because Hitchhiker's Guide. I could not get the hang of ever. So here is this. Who is at their? For whom is this their first 8-bit concert ever? Excellent. That's great. I'm glad we've managed to. That was about a dozen hands or so. It's good to gather some people up. So, are we ready to go? Excellent. Can you hit the lights? That's what we're going to have for the lights. So, our first act is a local act, 8-Bit Betty. Yes. Woo! 8-Bit Betty is awesome. Who here has played Portal? Excellent. I really apologize if any of you happen to have unfortunate flashbacks, because some of the vocals will be a little bit familiar to you. So we are preparing for the concert at the moment. It's got to be dark. The other thing I was going to ask people about, myself, my personal love affair with digital music started out when I, as I mentioned earlier, I recorded I think it was the water level of Super Mario 1 when I went on with a tape recorder in front of my television, because I didn't want to leave it when I went on vacation. So aside from that, though, generally my dad was like, can't you play that with the sound off? So those were sort of the early associations I have. Is anybody else? Good, we're set. I'm going to come around and ask a couple other people with their early experiences with electronic music at some point, but now we're ready for 8-Bit Betty. Who's ready to go? 8-Bit Betty from Brooklyn. Everybody, I don't know if you know the local scene, but in the local scene we tend to stand up and mosh and crowd surf, and everybody join me. It is my birthday, and I think maybe this is my birthday song. Is this my birthday? It's my birthday song! Join me for my birthday song. Come on, everybody up. Sumana. Carl. Everybody up.
Thanks, guys. Betty? If you guys would really like to make my night, I have two favors to ask of you. First, if you guys could stand up and rock out, that would be awesome. Trust me, it's going to be a lot more fun. At least for like the first 2 minutes of this song, it would make my night. Secondly, I'm going to ask you to sing along with this song, and if you suck at singing, just sing a lot louder. It's going to be awesome.
Could it be?
Watch out for those kids.
Watch out.
This is a song about Little Red Riding Hood.
Destination.